good countries. This book is the result of my experiences both as a DJ and in training others. The 5 steps of DJing success. 1. Gear. 2. Music. 3. Techniques. 4. Playing out. 5. Promoting yourself. This book is divided into 5 core steps: gear, music, techniques, playing out, and promoting yourself. It takes you logically, clearly, and practically through the minefield, helping you to find the best tunes, master your equipment, practice effectively, smash it when you play your first gig, and then do all the things you need to do to keep the bookings rolling in. Whether you're a complete beginner, a bedroom DJ, a semi-pro, an experienced DJ returning to the game and curious about all this new technology, or even a musician or a music producer wanting to add DJing to your skills and further your career, this book has been designed for you. Whatever your type of music and wherever in the world you are, the truth is that as a modern DJ, your skills need to be universal and transferable. A mobile DJ might get the chance to play a club gig and have to change their music radically as a result. A bedroom DJ may aspire to play a local festival and need to know how to use the equipment provided instead of their own setup. An underground DJ may be cajoled into playing a family member's wedding and need to learn a whole new way of filling dance floors. In these modern times, the best DJs can not only play on any type of gear, but can put their minds to playing any type of DJ set too. Yet, so much remains the same. Every night, in every big town and city in the world, countless DJs are stepping up to fill dance floors and help people dance the night away. All have the chance to find great new music and be the first to play it to their audiences. When you reduce it to its core, DJing is still about playing the right music for the people in front of you right now. This book will help you to become the type of DJ who's fit and able to do that in these exciting times. Step 1. Gear. In this first step of the process, we'll cover all things gear. I'll start by showing you the various parts that all DJ setups share in common, so you can see past the marketing hype and shiny new thing syndrome and be sure about what you really need. You'll learn why nowadays it's almost always necessary to have a DJ laptop, even if you want to DJ on the one hand with old-fashioned turntables or on the other using just a tablet. And we'll look at what software you'll need to have for your laptop. With your head aligned to what's really important and the computer side of it taken care of, I'll talk you through your hardware choices, not only the DJ gear itself, but all the accessories and extras you'll need to complete your setup. And finally, I'll show you how to set everything up properly for smooth, trouble-free DJing. Digital DJ Tips produces 2 free, annually updated guides covering all the latest DJ gear and software. Download your copies of each today from digitaldjtips.com/gearguide. Understanding DJ gear. Introduction. Before you can have any confidence at all about making the right choices when it comes to spending the sometimes large sums of money needed to buy a DJ setup, you need a good understanding of what DJ gear does. While just a few years ago, buying the gear was easy, albeit rather expensive. You bought 2 specialist turntables and a mixer, the bit that sat between them and allowed you to blend the music the turntables were playing, plus some speakers and headphones, and you were done. Today, the choice out there is mind-boggling. From everything-in-one-box systems, to club-style DJ CD decks and mixers, to DJ software that runs on your laptop and can work with or without various extra gadgets plugged in, to digital vinyl systems, or DVS, to DJ apps for your tablet or even your phone, spend a cursory half-hour browsing DJ setup online and you'd be forgiven for walking away twice as confused as when you started. But if you're to start your new DJing hobby or career off on the right foot, and avoid a potentially expensive mistake or series of mistakes, you need to think like a pro. Luckily, I'm here to show you what the pros see when they assess any DJ setup, to help you cut through the marketing speak and avoid the shiny new thing trap that can lead to expensive, frustrating errors. Ah, that shiny new thing syndrome, you know what I mean, being seduced by the latest and the greatest, this year's must have this or that. We see people fall into this trap